thought of the head burrow who fell into a strange demure by murdering of a gentleman whose life, alas, he did trap, and he had no reason to proceed in such a bloody wicked deed. And if I may declare the truth, there likewise went with him a youth, one in the glory of his prime, proved accessory to the crime. They both committed was to goal, where they their sorrows might bewail. Since they have this destruction wrought, before the bar they both were brought, to prove them guilty, man or clear, but as the truth does well appear, they both condemned was to die as the reward of villainy. When his acquaintance they did hear that he must lose his life so dear, that he ordained was for death and to resign his dearest breath. No tongue is able to declare the sorrow of their grief and care. They all in sorrow did relate their grief for by unhappy fate. He being well beloved, we hear of all that lived far and near. In sorrow they lament and grieve, oh, that we could gain his reprieve. Since there's no other remedy, well, to our royal majesty, in humble sort we will entreat and prostrate at his royal feet. Who knows but pity may him move to grant the life of him we love. No cost or charges did they spare, but readily they did prepare. 5 coaches thus was filled with all, who hasted straight unto Whitehall. With 18 damsels all in white, it was a fair and comely sight. They gained a favor in his thing, and was admitted to the king, where falling low upon their knee before his princely majesty, he their petition did receive, and likewise granted a reprieve. Upon our most renowned prince, they did obtain that influence. The spring of mercy so did flow to expiate their grief and woe, and did extend his clemency while the fair maids was standing by. This did renew its drooping heart. Straight from the court they did depart. It was a youthful maiden train which did to him return again, where he remained in woeful fears to sound glad tidings in his ears. Then coming where this youth did lie in grief and great extremity, "Cheer up," said they, "be not cast down, our gracious prince of high renown in mercy now hath pardoned thee and grants thee life and sets thee free. No tongue is able to express his true unfeigned thankfulness. said he in solemn sort, I vow ne'er to forget his mercy now. No branglement shall ever cause me e'er to violate his laws. After they had discoursed a while, which did his sorrow so beguile, they all together home did go, which made a most delightful show. Through all the town, where'er they came, and spread the news on wings of fame.